Literacy is an extremely important factor in a child's success, and the longer a young person goes reading below their grade level, the harder it is for them to catch up as they grow older. Today on Current State's Neighbors in Action, we're looking at a literacy organization that was nominated to us by a listener. Thank you very much. It was Energizing Education in Jackson County. Joining us here in Studio S to talk about their efforts is program coordinator and the director of communications at Jackson Public Schools, Chris Gianetti. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Glad you're here. Also joining us, Tim Levy, CEO of Industrial Steel and a volunteer mentor with Energizing Education for 2 years. Welcome, Tim.
Good morning, Mark.
Chris, you've been working in the Jackson Public Schools for years now. What needs did you see that led you to start the organization?
Well, it actually started with United Way. So our fiduciary and is with United Way, and we had done a lot of work in the community, working with parents and families, trying to raise dollars for scholarships on the other end for college. And we really started to hear quite a bit that, you know, hey, the kids are not ready. They're not reading on time. This is a countywide problem. You know, is there something we can do about it? And so, you know, we started to shift some of our focus as a community under the leadership of United Way and Jackson Public Schools and the other county school districts and the ISD to really say, okay, hey, you know, what can we be doing earlier on to help them get more ready for school, ready for college, ready for the workforce?
And I understand that you've brought an awful lot of stakeholders together in this whole thing.
Absolutely. I mean, I almost feel like, you know, one of these things that, you know, everybody talks about is collective impact, and Energizing Education in Jackson is collective impact in action. You know, so we have anywhere from the Community Foundation to United Way to the school districts to businesses to regular folks in the community to, you know, right down to families, all part of the same effort and working all towards the same goal of getting our kids to read by grade level by third grade.
Tim, your whole family is involved in Energizing Education. How long has reading been this important to your family?
Well, with us, it really started with my mom's foundation. My mom passed away in 99, and my father, Bernard, had been looking for a way to make an impact in the community, and we had participated in a number of different programs. When we came upon Energizing Education, it was just a natural fit for us, and it really made a direct impact on children's lives. My mother was a 54 grad from Michigan State teacher, loved to read, loved to share her love of reading with kids. And so this was, for our family, a great way to keep her legacy alive.
Chris, your approach to raising the reading levels of students involves a couple of key strategies. Let's talk about those a little bit. You've got a family night event that you've got. Speaking of this collective family-driven kind of approach, what happens on family nights?
Well, you know, we really believe that it doesn't just take the school to help kids learn to read, but it takes the families too. And so we started, when we started the program, we do family nights at every one of the schools that we're at. They're themed, and the families come in, they eat, we do a little activity together while they're eating, and then we split the parents and the kids apart, do some literacy activities with the kids, but really talk about the importance of literacy with our parents and give them some tools. You know, nobody, no matter what socioeconomic place you come from, does your child come with a manual? So, you know, we really want to help all parents find ways to read with their children, to promote reading at home, and to really, really instill a love of reading. Because once they learn to read, then they can read to learn for a lifetime. And so that's really what our goal is. And so by working with families in small ways to tell them, you know, hey, like, you know, last night we did a recipe night. So all of February is about chocolate, and they make candy. And so the kids plan their own recipes. They read the recipes. They learn how to measure. And so these are things that you can do at home. You know, I mean, they don't cost very much to do. You can go to the grocery store and do some recipe making and then spend time together as a family. And inadvertently, you're reading with your children and making that a relaxed atmosphere. And so the family nights are a big part of what the schools really enjoy, too, because it gets those families that don't necessarily come into the school meet the teachers, build those relationships, and then the kids get more excited about school, better attendance rates, all those things sort of fall together.
Tim, you talked about your family's history with Energizing Education, but you're a mentor yourself.
I'm a mentor.
Talk to us about that experience.
So I've been a mentor for a couple of years, been two different kids, and those kids, like all the kids, are somewhat on the precipice of being able to read at grade level. So it's 2 days a week. It's a half an hour each time, working on reading, working on different skills that sort of build those blocks to, at the end of the year, have them at grade level.
What's it like for you personally, though? Had you been a mentor like this before?
You know, I've never really mentored, and I honestly didn't know what it would be like. It was a little bit nerve-wracking at first because it is a little bit structured. My daughter's been a mentor for a couple of years, and so she actually mentored me a little bit. But really, once you fall into it, you just establish a relationship with second grader, third grader, and the more you get to know them, you are a teacher in some respects.
It sounds tremendously rewarding.
It is, it is rewarding. It is rewarding when they, have an aha moment where they find they get something.
Oh, yeah.
And it sort of takes off.
You see the light bulb turn
exactly.
on above the head.
Exactly.
They're off to the races. Another of your strategies, Chris, involves what are called literacy lounges. What happens at a literacy lounge?
So, one of the things about reading for some kids is that it's almost overwhelming and that it's uncomfortable and they're afraid of it. And so, mentors like Tim, not only are they reading with them, they're changing their attitude and atmosphere makes a big difference too. And so in every one of our schools, our literacy lounges are decorated very different. There's couches and tables and the kids choose where they want to work with their mentor and, where they're most comfortable. And so it sort of takes that barrier of a desk away. And really, so there's a close relationship happening where they're reading right next to each other. The kids all want to be in those rooms. So what we encourage our schools to do is open that room up for other mentors as well so that all kids can take advantage of that atmosphere. When you have a place where kids feel comfortable and they know that room is just about reading, it really does change the way they feel about reading and builds confidence for them to read. And in every one of our rooms, a site coordinator is in there. So they're a trained professional who helps our mentors while they're mentoring. So if there's a question, there's also a lesson plan every time you come in so you know exactly what you need to do with your student. And then you can write back to the site coordinator what happened. So there's a lot of communication. Then that site coordinator has relationships with the teachers in the classrooms. So they work together to decide where these kids should be at as far as reading level, what books they're interested in, how they're doing, what's changing, those kind of things.
I'm speaking with Chris Gianetti, Program Manager for Energizing Education. Also Tim Levy, who's been a volunteer mentor and whose family has a long history here with this organization. How many schools are you in now, Chris?
We are in 7 schools now. So we started 4 years ago at Frost Elementary, and we grew to 7 schools. But we are also in 4 different school districts. So we're in Grass Lake, Northwest, Michigan Center, and Jackson Public Schools.
And how do you measure your success? I mean, is this a real data-driven kind of thing?
Well, there's a lot of ways that we measure our success. Data is definitely one of them, and we're actually under a professional evaluation company this year to pull together all that data for us. We have accrued data over the last 4 years about reading level increases, and last year, 49% of our kids who were in the program reached the reading grade level set for them for what grade they were in. Overall, all the 154 kids that went through Energizing Ed last year reached their grade level on average 6.2. So there's a lot of movement towards getting towards grade level. We also have some other anecdotal, information that we know from the teachers. The kids' attitude has changed towards reading. They see more people at their family nights and in their schools, and that's really important to them. So, there's a whole lot of impact that happens other than just grade reading levels. And what we're trying to do is make sure that literacy is part of the conversation in the community, in the home, and in the schools, and that everybody's headed towards the same goals. And, really what we want is a successful workforce. That's what we want in Jackson. We want successful future Jackson citizens, and the way to do that is to all work towards the same goals.
And you could use successful employees at Industrial Steel.
Absolutely.
I take it, Tim.
Absolutely.
Your company is involved in this effort as well. Do you need more mentors?
We do need more mentors. We absolutely do need more mentors. We have more kids than we have mentors. So, Chris has done a fantastic job recruiting, but there's definitely a need for more mentors. And the funding, looking for funding and that evaluation piece that Chris is talking about, bringing that data together so that we demonstrate that, yes, it is a highly effective program, we think that's going to open the door to much more funding.
So you could use human capital, you could use financial capital as well. Where can people learn more about Energizing Education?
We, of course, have a website, energizingeducationjackson.org, and we are, of course, on Facebook, very easy to find. Energizing Education is probably the easiest thing you could look up on Facebook. And you can see, also, we take tons of pictures. We want people to come to our family nights. And I always say that the school's doors are open more now than ever. They want the community to come in. Our school principals, teachers, they all want the support. They want our folks in the community to see what's happening in the schools and how they can plug in.
We wish you continued success here with the four-year-old Energizing Education Initiative in Jackson County. I've been speaking with Chris Gianetti, Director of Communications for Jackson Public Schools and Program Manager for Energizing Education, also volunteer mentor Tim Levy. Chris, Tim, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.